For now, off the top, we want to start with a little bit of golf news. So, we were on air last Sunday, and the eve of the Masters, the final day, we were able to kind of take you live through Scottie Scheffler's victory, really a historic victory at Augusta, cementing himself as one of the game's best and brightest at age 25, really affirming his world number one ranking, and picking up his fourth win in 6 weeks. Fourth win in six starts. Pretty incredible stuff for Scottie Scheffler. Well, it was a different Texas Longhorn back in the winner's circle this week. And it's of note because on Sunday evening, myself and my co-host Johnny Rourke over on the Sports Exchange, we talked about how troubling the result was for one particular member of the field at Augusta, and that was Jordan Spieth. Now, Spieth, to that point, or I should say up until Friday, had never missed a cut at Augusta. There are a few guys like this. He is top of the list. There are some guys that just eat up Augusta National. They just love playing there. They know how to play it. You have guys that are that way at plenty of different courses. I mean, Tiger at Bay Hill. He's won like six times there. There are guys that just have courses that fit their game, places they're comfortable hitting into greens they're comfortable on, whatever it may be. Jordan Spieth and Augusta National. I would say within his generation, I don't know that there's a player more synonymous with Masters success. Now, he only has the one green jacket, should have two, blew that, but he has had a litany of top 10, top 5 finishes. He's kind of backdoored some of them in recent years when he hasn't been playing as well, but even at his worst, he was still playing exceptionally well at Augusta. So that brought us to last weekend. Now, I am a professed Jordan Spieth fan. I would count myself among the top 1% of Jordan Spieth fans in this world. I absolutely love the kid. He's young. He's young, but he is a touch older than me. Love the guy. Jordan missed the cut at Augusta this weekend. His game has been really all over the place to start the season. He won last Easter at the Valero Texas Open the week prior to the Masters, gave people a lot of excitement about Jordan heading into Masters weekend. And that kind of kicked off what was a really incredible summer for him last year. Played exceptional golf, finished particularly highly compared to recent years for himself in the FedEx Cup race. It felt like he was starting to chase. He was all around top 10s, top 5 finishes. It was a great season for him last year as compared to the previous 2 years where he really just felt like his game was lost. I mean, he was right there with Ricky Fowler on the island of, do you remember us? We used to play good golf. And he kind of came all the way back from that, won in Texas, which was this awesome thing, being a Texas-born kid, Texas-raised kid, UT, Longhorns, all that. Won there, goes on, has a great summer, plays well in the Ryder Cup to finish out the season. And then he comes into this season, and it just hasn't been right. Now, he's got plenty of life changes at home. He's got a brand new baby. You can't discount the way that can be a distraction. And I don't mean that in any pejorative way at all. I mean that there are other things in life than, than work, right? How many times have any of us had a couple of days of just off production at work because something's going on at home? Completely understandable. And it feels like maybe that's it, maybe it wasn't. But we were starting to question. Came in this season, things weren't looking so great, changed up his swing a little bit. Started doing this little mock swing before he goes. It's something that I said on Sunday, I really can't stand to watch. It's very hard for me to... One of the great swings. I mean, he's not one of those guys that he's not a Rory McIlroy or an Adam Scott where he's really revered for how beautiful his swing is, but a fun swing to watch and just like that distraction. And to me, it just screamed, it reeked of somebody who just is really fighting it, who's really fighting it. But it seems to have helped him because he has been much better tee to green. The driver can still get a little bit on him, but he's been great tee to green. In fact, after this past weekend, he's now finished two of the last three events in on top of the field in strokes gained, tee to green. Misses the cut at the Masters. I said to you on last Sunday, I said, this to me is a watershed in all the wrong ways, watershed kind of moment for Jordan Spieth. I'm worried because his recent struggles have not been the tee to green, as we have often seen for him. He's been a great scrambler throughout his career. He's the next in the vein of a Phil Mickelson, perhaps, of guy who just you think about the crazy shots, the scenarios that he's gotten himself out of, the holes that you can't believe he scored on. That's now Jordan Spieth. But the putter, he's always been a great putter. Now, he's always had a propensity to miss a couple of bunnies here and there. You know, he's never been, even at his absolute hottest, he'll have those three-footers that you look at and you say, Jordan, what the hell are you doing, man? What happened there? Even when he was winning three majors in 2 years. But he always had, you know, those absolute bombs to go with those, the ones that he wasn't supposed to hit that made up for some of the ones that he was. Well, that was gone. He said Sunday, it looked like he developed a full-blown case of the yips. He went in the water twice on 12 on Friday, at the Masters again, and then he double bogeys 18. And had he just parred 18, he would have made the weekend. But a double bogey on 18 kicked him out of the tournament. He had plenty of missed putts at Augusta again. I said he looked like a man who was standing over the putter just with the gears turning, trying to break through all of that scar tissue that's kind of built up with him and just not able to do it. Well, that didn't change this past weekend down at Harbor Town on Hilton Head. That didn't really change. In fact, he was absolutely awful with the putter once again. Justin Ray had it of the Golf Network or of NBC. I'm not exactly sure his outlet now. I can confirm that. But minus 2.55 to be exact, strokes gained putting against the field. He was losing 2.5 strokes to the field just with the putter. In fact, on Saturday, when he was right in the thick of contention, missed a short birdie putt, not a crazy miss, rolls it by the hole just a little bit, rushes up to knock it in to end the round, hits 355 degrees of the hole, and lips out. Just a complete mental error that dropped him a shot. He bogeyed 18, and all of a sudden he found himself three strokes back heading into the final round on Sunday. You could see how much it weighed on him. They talked on the broadcast. I believe Bones McKay had dinner with him maybe and mentioned how much it was eating up Jordan Spieth. It felt like one of those shots that just totally took you out of contention. It was a deflating shot heading into Sunday. You always want to end on the high note, carry that with you. Instead, he ended on the lowest of notes. And it felt like it was a shot that made that lead just that much more insurmountable for him. Insurmountable, excuse me. But instead, fires a 66 on Sunday, 5-under round, to get to 13-under for the tournament. He birdied 18 and went to the clubhouse with five groups still on the course behind him. A couple of them with five holes left to finish out. Coming up the 14th as he was signing his card in the clubhouse. And he watched as Shane Lowry, Sepp Straka, Harold Varner III, all fell by the wayside. Just kind of imploded down the stretch as though it were meant to be for Jordan. And only one man could get to 13 under with him, and that is Patrick Cantlay, another one of the great players on tour right now. Young, but the elder statesman right now of the top 10 of the world golf rankings. Patrick Cantlay takes him to the playoff. They both hit terrible second shots as they replay 18, and they end up in the bunker in front of the green. By some sort of miracle, Jordan doesn't have a great lie, but Cantlay follows him right into the bunker and gets plugged. Jordan hits another one of those incredible recovery shots, puts it inside 2 feet out of the bunker on a short side chip, and knocks it home. And Cantlay can do no better than to spray it out to about 45 feet and then miss the par putt coming back to give Jordan Spieth his 13th career PGA Tour win, his first win, since the Valero Texas Open last year on Easter Sunday. Back-to-back Easter Sunday wins for Jordan Spieth. Absolutely incredible stuff. I mean, just a fantastic, fantastic end to him. He fought through what was a disheartening end to the day on Saturday and came back Sunday and was dazzling for most of the round. Had his misses here and there, but really turned it on the backside. and watched as the field just wilted away around him. At a beautiful course. Again, this is a quick little plug here. A further petition to move the RBC Heritage out from the week after the Masters. Harbortown is deserving of a full field of players. I mean, they're just... And they got it. I mean, listen, 7 of the top 10 finishers at the Masters went and played the RBC Heritage at Harbortown. But that, I mean, one of the best stops on tour. You know, it's just, sometimes can become a little bit of an afterthought because it's right after the Masters. But such an incredible course. One that if you're willing to shell out, I believe, about $350, you can go and play yourself. But awesome, awesome spot. So Jordan Spieth wins it. As though prophesied, back-to-back Easter Sundays for Spieth. He becomes just the fifth player in history to have 13-plus wins and 3-plus majors before the age of 29. The four players that join him, Byron Nelson, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy. Some pretty incredible company there for Jordan. He also had the worst strokes gained putting of any player to win on tour since 2009, when Sean O'Hare won at the Quail Hollow Championship. 13 years it had been since somebody had putted so poorly, yet managed to win a tournament. Improved his playoff record to 4-3, and to give you just a frame of again, how incredible this was. When Jordan stood on the 18th tee box at 12 under with, again, five groups behind him still to finish, he had a 0.8% chance of winning, according to Data Golf. A 0.8% chance of winning. And somehow, it happened for him. Took advantage on the final playoff hole when he needed to. Really escaped. But that has become it. Jordan Spieth is golf's new Harry Houdini. He is the escape artist. He did not make a putt of longer than 4 feet on Saturday. It was all knock-ins. He did not have the putter going. He lost 2.5 strokes to the field over the course of the week putting. And yet still pulled out a come-from-behind and then sitting-ahead victory at the RBC Heritage when he had no business. He has been spectacular tee to green, but now the putter has failed him. And once again, he is proving that it doesn't matter. There may be no player on tour better at finding ways to win events when some piece of their game is failing him. I think it's a little bit different than watching him struggle off the tee or struggle with the irons in the way that it has in years past, because you have to imagine that the putting is something more of a mental block than a physical issue. So I will say this, as Jordan Spieth fan number one in-house and again, amongst the top of that fraternity in the world, look out. Look out, because Jordan Spieth... Well, look out for two reasons. A, Jordan is going to figure out the putting. And if he stays as good as he has been, as hot as he has been, tee to green, and then he mixes in just a serviceable round putting, Jordan Spieth is... not going to be done winning this year. There will be more wins to come for Jordan Spieth. And I say this a week and 2 days removed from thinking that I'm as unconfident that we will ever see another Jordan Spieth win. The ability of Jordan Spieth to win when his flat stick might as well have been in somebody else's bag, when he looked like he was putting with an iron. The ability of him to win while having a part of his game completely fail him is absolutely stunning. There is something magical about it. Back-to-back Easter wins. The second reason I say worry about it is because next year, Easter Sunday also happens to be Master Sunday. So if you're a Jordan Spieth fan like me, look forward to that. That's your RBC Heritage wrap-up. We will be right back after this as we get into some Red Sox conversation. Sox Blue Jays coming up 7:10 tonight. Until then.